This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 181. How to get a vocab victory on the IELTS General Training Letter.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out exactly what kind of vocabulary you need to score your 7 on the general training letter. Should it be informal or formal? Find out today. Hey there, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. I just got back from our wintry snowy vacation.
That sounds like it was quite an adventure. How was it?
It was so fun. It was so fun. I grew up in the snow, but I haven't lived in the snow in, I don't know, like 18 years, let's say. And like, I forgot what snow is like. It is cold and it is scary to drive in. That's what it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. Driving in snow is scary. It's really scary to drive in snow. Seriously. Oh my gosh. Ooh, yeah.
Because you never know, like, you hit that black ice, you know. Did you grow up driving in the snow? Yeah. Like, are you used to it?
Yeah, well, I grew up in New Hampshire, so we always had snow, but I feel like I just stayed out of my car when it was snowing. I don't really know how to, I don't know how to maneuver the car in snow. You know, there's a certain way you're supposed to turn into the turn or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Weird things that I don't know how to do that, actually.
I know. I had to have my friend like drive with me and remind me. She's like, just pump the brakes slowly. Like you can't like slam on the brakes.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you start sliding, turn into the slide. And yeah, like in our hotel, the driveway was a little hill and it was so icy, we couldn't even make it out one night.
Ooh. Like, ooh, that's scary.
It was scary.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. Well, yeah, we're having some weird weather swings here in the U.S. I mean, you've got snow out there in Oregon and Washington. Here, it's really warm. It's supposed to be in the 60s, 70s on Christmas Day here. It's very strange. Very strange things are happening here, Jessica, with our weather patterns.
I know. Like how, yeah, climate change. How could people not believe in climate change?
I know. Like the evidence is here. I haven't put on a jacket in 7 days.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's crazy. I don't want to be where it's warm on Christmas. Like that's not a Christmas feeling for me.
It's not very Christmassy. I'm not in the mood this year, but I am excited because it's the day after tomorrow. Today is the 23rd. Our listeners know that we record early, so that's okay. Our secret's out, so we might as well.
It's all right.
I'm excited
Everyone
for
knows.
Christmas.
We're very honest.
Everyone knows.
Okay, so yeah. We got a good question. A good question came through email.
We did. Yes, ma'am. What was our question? We had an interesting question about the letter, writing the letter in the general exam. Is that right?
Yeah. So really good question. So in the, there's two possible style types, I guess you could say, in the general training question for the letter for task one. So the question is about the informal letter. Because sometimes you have to write a formal letter, like write a letter to the bank manager asking about your account or something. Like that would be formal, obviously. But then sometimes you have to write a letter to a friend, asking about like, you know, you're going to travel soon. So, what will the, you know, like ask your friend about accommodation and, tourist destinations and stuff. Uh-huh. So like the question was, in the informal letter, to what extent should it be informal?
Good question.
And then the person says, basically, I understand that no slang is allowed, but what about words and phrases like stuff and guess what and whatsoever? So what do you think about that from your understanding? How would you answer that question, Lindsay?
That's a good question, Jessica. I'm going to throw that right back at you.
Clever.
What a two-informers here.
Okay. So, yeah. So, super good question. First of all, yes, slang is allowed. I don't know why this person thinks that slang isn't allowed. Well, I do know why. Because teachers tell students that they can only be academic and only use academic vocabulary on the test.
Okay.
Wrong. Okay. Yeah. So wrong. Yeah. I mean, if you're writing a letter to a friend, you, of course, you'll use slang. And that fulfills.
Yeah, that feels friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And then to get that like 7 marker, right, for vocabulary, you need to use informal phrases. You need to use appropriate vocabulary and show the examiner your range, right? Yeah. So of course you could use slang.
I like that. Like, so it's all about understanding the context of the type of letter we're writing, right? Is it, if it's formal, we understand that we need to use the right vocabulary for that context.
Exactly, exactly. And in our course, we look at a lot of example questions for the general training writing task 1. And I guide you in deciding whether it's informal or formal. And then we talk about appropriate vocabulary for each one. So, like the examples that this person gives, though, of what slang is, I don't really like. So the person says, like, stuff. Okay. Stuff. First of all, yeah. Why do you think we shouldn't use that in writing? Like, that's terrible.
Well, we've talked about this before, just again, in a past episode. I mean, it's so bland. The IELTS exam is an opportunity to show, as you said, our range of vocabulary. There's so much that we can do. It's such a bland term, stuff. It's not specific at all, right?
Exactly. And that's the problem. It's not specific. You have to avoid words that don't contain information.
Right.
Because they're a waste of time, especially in writing. I guess in speaking, it's, you know, it's more okay. But in writing, don't use these words like stuff and things and people and places. Like, that doesn't give me anything.
It's a missed opportunity when we do that, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. It's not going to further your score. I mean, yes, it's not going to lower your score, right? Like, it's not going to be like, oh, the examiner sees the word stuff and gives you a 5. Like, that's not what I'm saying here. But it's exactly like Lindsay said. It's a missed opportunity. What are you trying to say here instead of stuff?
Right.
Be specific. Like, say exactly what you mean. And that's going to help your vocabulary scores and your task response scores.
Right, exactly. Are we talking about like kitchen utensils? Are we talking about sporting goods? Are we talking about items in your trunk? I mean, what are we talking about? Be specific. I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like if you're writing a letter to a friend and maybe the question tells you like ask this friend what you should pack or what you should bring, right? Like when you visit them. So instead of saying like, hey, dude, what's up? What stuff should I bring to your house? Like, instead of saying that, be like, I'm looking at the contents of my closet now and I'm wondering what clothes would you recommend I pack? Like that would be like a way better thing to say than what stuff should I bring, dude?
I love it. I love it. And I love how a lot of our episodes here really, again, we go back to the scoring system and then we look at the opportunities, the kind of hidden opportunities that other teachers, other courses might not recognize for you guys. And we see how we can interscore up by using those strategic, kind of taking those strategic moves.
Yeah, exactly. So every piece of advice we give you on the podcast and in our course, it's all linked to you getting a higher score, like directly. So everything we're saying right now, that's going to directly impact your vocabulary score and your task response score because you have to be specific and show the examiner appropriate, interesting vocabulary. That's how you get a 7 or higher for vocab. And as far as task response goes, in order to get a high score there, you have to answer each bullet point, describe each bullet point in the question in a balanced and detailed way, right? So what I tell students is to do a paragraph about each bullet point in the letter. That way you're sure, right, to give enough detail about each thing. And that's how you hit that 7 or higher for task response.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Guys, we have 3 secrets from an ex-examiner, and you can get them now in video 3 in our free 3-part video series. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get into video 1 now. See you there. I like that. That's a very simple, straightforward way to go about it to make sure you cover everything that needs to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And of course, guys, remember that when I say like a paragraph about each bullet point, a paragraph is more than one sentence. Like, I've seen this before. Our students are like, okay. And then they just put like a sentence, but just like separated, you know, by a line or something. Like, that's not a paragraph. So you need to make sure to give details about each bullet point, right? Don't just say what stuff should I bring? Say, no, like, what clothes would you recommend? What's the weather going to be like? So I know what clothes to pack. Right? Like, do I have to take up space in my suitcase with a jacket or not? Like, that's going to be like that kind of stuff is going to impress the examiner.
Yeah. We have to be a little bit creative, right? We have to be able to kind of think beyond that initial statement, that initial sentence. What should I bring? I like that extra idea. Like, what kind of jacket should I pack? Or what kind of shoes are good in your town? Right. Or useful for cold weather.
Exactly.
Yeah. Really,
or like, would your family like any presents from my country? Is there anything you guys can't get in your country that you can get that I can get in my country? For example, I don't know. What's good to buy in Portland? For
an
example,
umbrella.
I know. Hey, that's not that. No, I'm just kidding. No, like I think it was the Washington Post. Portland was just rated the number one food city. So I could say my city was just rated number one for food. I could bring you some super special olive oil that I buy at a farmer's market near my house or something. I don't know. But like Lindsay said, this is your chance to be creative. And that's why I actually enjoy the writing task one for general training, because you do get to like invent this whole scenario that they give you, right? Like, you get to invent all these details. So it can actually be fun.
Yeah. And I think it must all start with the planning step. And I know that we cover this in a lot of depth in our course, guys. Again, we have both an academic version of our course and a general version of our course. So if you're taking the general exam, we can help you as well. And in our course, we go through those steps on how to prepare. And I think it probably starts with that planning step, right, Jessica?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So the brainstorming step is the most important step here for the creative ideas, both for writing task one and writing task two. You need to have, as we said, very specific, detailed information in the letter and the essay. So we get there by practicing brainstorming and focusing on how to come up with ideas. I think we've talked about that recently. Like, students are always worried about like, well, what do I say? Like, what are my ideas? Like, I can't give you your ideas. I can't like place the ideas in your head, but I can tell you how to think of your own amazing ideas. And I mean, that's what it's about for the general training letter and writing task two. You need to impress the examiner by the specificity. That's a good word.
Ooh,
the
nice word. $1 million word.
It's hard to say though. The specificity of your ideas. And again, like, that's how you get the higher vocab scores and the higher task achievement, task response score. So yeah, like Lindsay said, you just need, to be shown how to brainstorm and guided in like the strategies for coming up with those specific ideas.
Yeah, exactly. And as you just said, we also do need those ideas in our head. And I would recommend that you guys come back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And last week, we just did a great episode on unconventional resources. We threw out three really good websites podcast websites that you guys can go to start to build that culture of thinking in your mind, right? So immerse yourself in those resources so there's something in your mind before you go into the test. And then we can take that and brainstorm with those ideas. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. If you go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish, and just search culture of thinking, this comes up a lot in the podcast and the blog and our YouTube videos. This is really important for us as educators, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to helping our students along. But it's also a test strategy, and it's not something that you're going to see in any other test prep course or website. That's all ours.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll learn also, you'll open your mind to new ideas in the world so that not just to pass IELTS, but after you pass IELTS, then you're, as we said before, you'll have something to start conversations with at parties. You'll have things to say, even in interviews, right? You'll have conversation to make.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Here at IELTS Energy, we just don't increase your score. We better your life. That's what we're doing here. It's important work, you guys.
Exactly. With plenty of laughter 4 days a week. Very healthy. What was our expression from our listener in Thailand? It's healthy and what was that? Do you remember that?
Gosh,
healthy and delicious food for thought or something?
Yeah, the food for thought thing. Oh, it was so cute.
That.
Yeah. Food for thought. Oh,
healthy and delicious, I think.
Healthy and delicious, yeah. Oh, that's so
that's
cute.
What we offer.
All right, Jessica. We are healthy and delicious. No,
we are. I'm glad we've talked about this today. This is good, though, actually. I'm glad we talked about this today because we don't often hone in on the general exam. And so I'm glad that we had a chance to talk about the letter today. So
me too, yeah.
All right, guys, come on back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And you can also find out how to get into our course, 3 Keys IELTS Success System, to really cut short your study time and go directly to your life of freedom that you're looking for. All right.
You need these simple strategies, guys, and that's how you're going to succeed. Yeah. Check it out. Check out our course, guys.
All right. Very cool, Jessica. I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.